Straight Talk 1400 KJFF. We've got volleyball. It is state championship time for the St. Pius Lady Lancers. Let's head out to the court in Cape Girardeau. Matt Greenwood standing by.
Thank you, Ryan. Yes, happy to be here at the Show Me Center in Cape Girardeau, site of the Class 2 Volleyball State Championship. Licking taking third place just a few moments ago, but now the main event. The St. Pius Lancers and the Herman squad coming right at you soon here in about 9 minutes or so. Happy to be here, of course. Happy to have you with us on the broadcast. Hope you enjoy this. We're hoping the ride back for us and for St. Pius is a joyful one, and it's only joyful if they're state champs. So that's what's on the line today. St. Pius comes into this state semifinal 22-6-2. Records not changed by the round robin results. Round robin is how it was decided that Pius and Herman would be into the championship. Of course, St. Pius winning two sets off of St. Paul Lutheran Concordia to get the semifinal started yesterday. And then they followed that up with a 2-0 win over Licking, and those two set victories for St. Pius put them into this championship game. Herman, on the other hand, they swept all of their sets. Yeah, they beat St. Paul Lutheran Concordia, Licking, and even St. Pius yesterday, although it was the third round-robin match of the afternoon, and so it was pretty much a moot point. It was already a foregone conclusion that these two teams would be battling it out for the state title this morning at 10:30. And so take what you will with these results from the Herman-St. Pius match, but it was 2-0 Herman, 25-15 and 25-15. So the Bearcats took both off of Pius. But like I said, we're not going to read too much into it strictly because it was kind of a matchup that was a moot point at that time. So again, St. Pius, 22-6-2, record unchanged going into this championship. Herman, on the other hand, 31-5. What a perennial powerhouse the Herman Bearcats have been since 1983. They have won 13 state championships. They've been runner-up five times, and they've finished third six times. They have never come to the state semifinals and finished fourth. Incredible. And they are led by a longtime head coach in Phil Landolt. And he is standing right now with his hands on his hips, surveying the St. Pius volleyball team as they practice their hits over the net from the back line. So serves being practiced right now by the Lancers. Herman Bearcats are going to be a tough opponent for the Lancers here this morning. But you know what? St. Pius has risen to many challenges, and this is just another hurdle to leap over. Can the St. Pius Lancers beat the perennial powerhouse Herman Bearcats for the Class 2 state championship? We'll answer that question here over the next hour and change right here on KJFF. All right, Fleegs Equipment pregame show, that's what it is. Fleegs Equipment in St. Genevieve and Ludington. Fleegs Equipment for all of your lawn, farm, and garden equipment needs. Let their family serve your family. Highway 32 in St. Genevieve. And on the outer service road at the Ludington exit, go online anytime you want at Fleegs.com, F-L-I-E-G-S, Fleegs.com. We also want to thank some additional sponsors for allowing us to broadcast this game and rooting on the St. Pius Lancers. That includes Applebee's in Farmington, Coldwell Banker Holsey Farmington, Comtree of Festus, Coles Tractor and Equipment of Farmington, as well as the Doe Run Company in Park Hills and Gifford Lumber Farmington. Show Me Center is alive and kicking. The Herman Bearcat faithful in their blue hoodies and sweaters and T-shirts as well. Sitting across from us here on Press Row, which is behind the benches, which are on either side of the scores table. Seeing some St. Pius Lancer T-shirts as well. I even see St. Pius Athletic Director Tilden Watson in the stands, hands in his jeans pockets, hat on backwards. Big beard showing. Of course, you can't miss Tilden Watson. He's a big dude. But anyway, great showing of support here for both sides for the Class 2 state championship. We're going to take a little bit of a break here. And when we come back, we'll go ahead and run through the rosters for St. Pius and Herman. We'll introduce you to the players that will be competing for a Class 2 state title, and we'll do that next on KJF.
Hi, it's Hannah. At Kohl's Tractor and Equipment, when you buy an LS tractor, you aren't getting the knockoff. You are getting to buy direct. Direct from the major brand maker, not the middleman. That's exactly why LS puts more standard features on the LS tractors and why you get the longer, better warranty with the best price. The best price because you won't be paying the middleman and you won't be paying those franchise fees. LS Tractor does offer the best warranty, and buyer after buyer knows that to be true. When you buy an LS tractor from Kohl's Tractor, you are buying direct, because we buy direct. You aren't buying the knockoff that others claim. You are cutting out the middleman, plain and simple. Don't just follow the herd, lead the herd with LS Tractors and Kohl's Tractor and Equipment.
See Kohl's Tractor and Equipment 1 mile east of Farmington on Highway 32, or give them a call at 573-756-4353. That's 573-756-4353. And don't forget to check them out on Facebook.
Dear movers and shakers, we know how you roll, and we're with you. We're with you on the tarmac or terrain. In the 2019 RAV4 Adventure, Limited, and Hybrid models. We're with you in the comfy Highlander with seating for up to 8 and advanced safety features standard. We're with you in the sharp 2019 Toyota Camry with its available cockpit red leather seats. And we're with you in the all-new 2020 Toyota Corolla, loaded with attitude and the latest tech. We're with you. Let's go, Toyota. Find yours at buyatoyota.com. Toyota, let's go places.
See Twin City Toyota I-55 at the Herculaneum Auto Mall exit, or visit them online at twincitytoyota.com.
Can you believe the McDonald's Happy Meal is 40 years old? What's your favorite Happy Meal memory growing up? McDonald's wants to know. Share your favorite memory and you could win a surprise Happy Meal collector's box or 40 free Happy Meal gift cards. To be eligible, share your story between November 3rd and 11th at anniversarycontest.com. That's anniversarycontest.com. You have to be 18 to enter. Share your favorite Happy Meal story and you could be a winner.
When it's all said and done, what really matters? For Serenity Hospice Care patient Jack, hospice isn't about giving up. It's not about the end. It's about right now. It's about spending precious time with the people we love.
Come on, Grandpa!
And the little moments that create lasting memories. It's focusing on what's important to you and remembering life is beautiful in all stages.
For 57 years, the staff at Farmington Presbyterian Manor have dedicated ourselves to providing our community the best independent living, assisted living, skilled nursing, memory care, and short-term rehab. We are proud to be part of the Parkland community and provide the quality health care you deserve. Call 573-756-6768 today and schedule a visit to find out more about Farmington Presbyterian Manor.
Hi, this is Jamie.
And I'm Chris with Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills.
Take advantage of our everyday low prices, where prices are always 50% off MSRP. From home decor to living rooms, bedrooms, dining room sets, stop by and check out our inventory and already low prices.
We have 4 different types of financing available.
And remember, the military always receive a discount at Patsy's Furniture.
You'll love to shop at Patsy's.
Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills.
And welcome back to the Show Me Center in Cape Girardeau. Matt Greenwood with you on AM 1400 KJFF. We are moments away from the Class 2 state championship between your St. Pius Lancers and the Herman Bearcats. Players just got done warming up. The 80s rock music is blasting through the speakers. Players now sitting along the bench as they wait for the presentation. And the presentation will involve an introduction of the rosters. Let's get to them first. Actually, we're going to find out if they're going to do the national anthem first.
Between the Lancers of St. Pius
Nope, they're not. All right, let's run down the rosters. Molly Lewis for St. Pius. Summer Meyer for St. Pius. Gabrielle Werner, a.k.a. G, for St. Pius. Kennedy Lane, St. Pius. Ava Warner, Kaylee Otek, Kirsten Strader, Hannah Birch, Molly Bange, your St. Pius Lancers. The Herman Bearcats, Sydney Meckley, Grace Winkleman, McKenna Tyree, Holly Helt, Hannah Gross, Grace Godat, Chelsea Meckley, Mallory Shute, Chloe Witt, Krista Kuhn, Gabriella Ingeman, and Macy Whithouse, the Herman Bearcats. Bearcats 31-5, St. Pius 22-6. Class 2 state championship right around the corner. St. Pius, by the way, if they win this state title, it'll be their third in the last 4 years. Herman, it would be their 14th total in program history. 14 state titles. Try to wrap your head around that. Herman Bearcats have been a strong presence for a really, 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 really long time. And, of course, St. Pius hopes to spoil the fun for the Herman Bearcats here this morning at the Show Me Center in Cape Girardeau. By the way, Herman is defending their state title from last year in which they were able to knock off Arcadia Valley. So the Lancers have their hands full. But you know what? They're ready. We're ready. I hope you're ready. Because when we come back in a few minutes, we're going to have your first serve from the Class 2 state championship game between St. Pius and Herman right here on KJF.
Champions are made here, on our courts, on our fields, and in our classrooms. Why settle for ordinary when you could be part of greatness? Mineral Area College. Become a Cardinal today.
Everybody's going home. Spa.
Imagine slipping into your own spa at the end of a long day. Soothing, relaxing, refreshing. This can be your life. We can help. I'm Angie DeClue, owner of Home Pools and Spas. We have new inventory of spas, starting from two-person all the way up to family size. One that will fit in the corner of your patio to larger models that can be used indoors or out. Home Pools and Spas on the Outer Service Road just south of the Ludington exit.
Hi, this is Brad Smith at Lucas Smith Chrysler Center, your local home of the No Bull Deal. The word local, you've heard the phrase shop local, buy local, but do you really think exactly what that means? When you shop here at Lucas Smith, you put your trust in the hands of all of my employees who also eat, play, work, live, and shop local. Jefferson County is their home too. Why drive for miles when you can buy what's right here in your backyard? All we ask at Lucas Smith Chrysler is to give us the chance to earn your business. Please shop local, and remember, Lucas Smith Chrysler Center in Festus.
In 1973, Comtree was established to meet a great need through opening a halfway house. The spark of meeting residents' needs continues to reignite in 2019. We've expanded our services to become the mental health safety net of Jefferson County while offering nationally recognized dental care and primary care. We invite you to join the Comtree family tree. Call 877-COMTREE or visit us online at comtree.org to schedule an appointment. Welcome to our family tree.
Have you ever misplaced your debit card and worried while you try to find it? Hi, Paul Hale here at New Era Bank, and our new app offers SecureSwipe. SecureSwipe allows you to turn your debit card on or off from the convenience of your cell phone. While your card is off, you have the safety of knowing that no one can access your account from your debit card. Download our new app today and get this and many other new features. Call or visit any of our locations to get more information or visit our website at www.newerabank.com. New Era Bank, member FDIC.
Matt Green, we're back with you at the Show Me Center in Cape Girardeau, site of the Class 2 Volleyball State Championship, as well as Class 1, Class 3, and Class 4. Of course, we care about Class 2 at this stage of the day. Of course, on J98 this evening at 6 o'clock, Windsor will be battling for third place in Class 3. So good luck to the Owls. Be sure to tune in to J98, 98.5 FM, at 5:45 this evening again for Windsor's third place game against St. Michael the Archangel. Nick Lewis from J98 will have that call. It's 98.5 FM J98, the boot. Again, at St. Pius and Herman for the Class 2 state championship here this morning. Off to a little bit of a delayed start. There are so many presentations going on right now. Honored just a few moments ago was the Herman 1999 2A runner-up squad as Linda Lampkin, head coach, winningest volleyball coach in Missouri history, was on the floor with a few players in attendance as well as they were honored here in front of what seems to be a pretty electric crowd with the St. Pius Lancer cheering section all the way down to our right. Of course, the St. Pius bench to our right as well. And then to our left, the Herman Bearcats student cheering section with the Bearcat volleyball players lined up on the back line. Looks like Molly Band and Gabrielle Werner and Molly Lewis, all mentioned by the public address announcer right before this match begins. They all gave a wave to the crowd. Must be the team captains, as now the Herman Bearcats have about six team captains, so maybe it's not the team captains. Hard to hear what the PA guy is saying with these headsets on, but you know what? It's okay. The lights are dimmed. The bright lights are up on the big screen hovering above the SEMO Red Hog logo here on the volleyball floor at the Show Me Center in Cape Girardeau. It's big and bright. It says MSHSAA, standing for Misha, the representative of all high school athletics in the state of Missouri. So that's hovering above us here at the Show Me Center as the lineups are being introduced here for the crowd. All right, I promise this will be the last break we take. When we come back in 1 minute, we will have first serve of the Class 2 state championship. It's the Herman Bearcats and the St. Pius Lancers coming at you next.
Fleeks Equipment was founded as a family-owned and operated business where it remains to this day. Known best for selling exceptional equipment such as Case IH, Massey Ferguson, Hustler, Vermeer, Cub Cadet, Spartan, Kuhn, and many more. Fleeks Equipment is a proven company with certified technicians and customer service where you're more than just a number. Our certified technicians can diagnose, troubleshoot, repair, and maintain your equipment. Not just one color, but every color. Even if you don't purchase your equipment here, we can provide you with the best service available and the largest selection of parts. As the months turn colder, it's time to service your equipment from the summer and fall. Winterize your equipment and tune up any equipment that you need over the winter, also for the spring. We do that here, and we do it well. If you're in the market for a new compact tractor, new blades, whatever the need, see us here at Fleeks Equipment. Make us your first stop, Fleeks Equipment, Highway 32 in St. Genevieve, and on the Outer Service Road in Ledington. Online 24/7 at fleeks.com. Fleeks Equipment, let our family serve your family.
Matt Greenwell back with you at the Show Me Center in Cape Girardeau, site of the Class 2 Volleyball State Championship. The strobe lights, if you will, bouncing off of different players whenever St. Pius gets introduced. Well, the light shines on them. When it's a Bearcat, the light shines on them. And now the officials are having the light shine on them as they walk across the net to the other side. Misha officials taking their places. You have a ref above the net. You have a ref below the net on either side of the posts. And then, of course, you have the lines judges. One on the opposite corner from us, one on the near corner to our right. Players have taken the court. It's the Herman Bearcats to our left. The Lancers to our right. Set one of the Class 2 state championship is just a few seconds away. Again, I am Matt Greenwood. Ryan Reinheimer back in the KHS studio. Corey Johnson a little bit later here with you for this action this afternoon. It is set to be pretty exciting, as any Class 2 state championship game normally is, or any state championship game, no matter what class for that matter. And by the way, before first serve, want to give a good luck wish to all of our Jefferson County athletes participating in the state cross-country meet over at Gans Creek in Columbia. Best of luck to the teams and the individuals. Grace Godat will serve first for the Herman Bearcats. Blue tops, black shorts. And there's the serve from Godat, a flat-footed serve. Lands in the middle, Otek to receive it. Towards Banj for the set. To Kennedy Lane for the pound. Blocked to the net. Back towards Banj. Banj sets up Lane, who nudges it over. Here's Herman setting up for a kill shot from the middle of the net. That's Winkleman, has it saved by St. Pius, but the dig by Otek off the back row is going to land short of the net on the right side, and it's 1-0 Herman. Grace Godat, sophomore, 5'9", middle hitter, stands tall. Flat-footed serve, high arcing serve over to the other side. St. Pius to dig it out. There's Banj to set up Kennedy Lane on the far side. Lane has her kill shot blocked. Herman back to the other side, and Herman will earn the kill as number 10, Chloe Witte, had her kill shot at the net blocked and then landing behind the back row. Point to Herman. New volleyball rolled underneath the net from one side to the other. Here comes Godat once again. Flat-footed serve, right-hand serve, high arcing serve towards the back row. Played by the Lancers, Schrader up towards the net. Banj. Banj setting up Lane. It's blocked at the net, but hey, guess what? It rolls out of bounds, and St. Pius collects their first point of the Class 2 state championship. Ava Warner is going to come off the bench, or come off the floor to the bench for St. Pius. Here comes a right-to-left serve for Gabrielle Werner, a.k.a. G. Looks at the ball, gets a running start, leaps up, gets it over the tape. Dug out of the middle by Herman. Herman now setting up for a kill shot. And from the middle to the far sideline, a kill for Winkleman. And Herman back up 2-3-1 in set one. Herman serving left to right. Here it comes from the near corner. Chloe Witte serves it over to the other line. Dug out there by Werner. Setting up Banj from the side. Up towards the middle. And earning the point from the middle after a kill was blocked at the net, earning that point, Schrader. It's 3-2. St. Pius on serve. Molly Banj leaps up and hits it into the top of the tape, and that one lands on the St. Pius side, and it's 4-2 Bearcats. Hannah Gross to serve for Herman. Long blonde hair, ponied up. Gets a running start, punches it over. There's Gabby on the back row, towards Banj at the middle, to the outside, Kennedy Lane, and she smacks one into the face of the Bearcat, who saves it. Bearcats now lifted over. Here's Otek off the back row to Banj. Banj setting up Lane from the near side. Her punch blocked to the net. Over to Herman. Herman able to dig it up towards the middle of the net, and then a miss hit there by number 13, Gabriella Ingeman, as it went backwards and out of bounds. And St. Pius gets the point and trails 4-3. Kennedy Lane, the other excellent hitter for the Lancers, besides Kaylee Otek, serves it over right to left. Herman receives it, sets up for an outside kill, and Winkleman off the block has it roll out of bounds on the St. Pius side, and now Winkleman will go back to serve after earning a point for the Bearcats. 5-3 Herman. A little libero for Herman. Chelsea Meckley wasn't sure if she was supposed to stay on the floor or not. She comes off. Jump serve for Winkleman, gets it over. Played off the back row lane. Set up by Banj. One side of the court to the other side. Otek kill. Dug out. Herman pushes it back over. Dig off the back row by St. Pius. Here's Otek nudging it over. Herman once again to play and to set. Herman's kill is going to be good. Gabriella Ingeman hit it middle back row off of Werner's right hand and over into the stands. 6-3, Herman, left to right serve. Winkleman received by the Lancers. Banj for the set. And Kirsten Schrader has her kill shot blocked back to the St. Pius side, and Herman earns the point. 7-3, Bearcats. They've reeled off three straight. Left to right serve coming for Winkleman. Jump serve once again, just clearing the tape on the far side. Dug out by Lane towards Banj, setting up Otek. And Otek gets the kill as it just lands inbounds. Going cross court, Kaylee Otek. And Pius ends the three straight points by Herman. And now it's Summer Meyer on serve for the Lancers to our right on the near side. Silent Jim as she jumps it over. towards the back row, played by Herman, up towards the net, tip over from the middle, and that lands in play for a point back to Herman. Words of encouragement for the team from Kaylee Otek as Herman doubles up their lead 8-4. Left to right serve coming for Meckley, the libero. Goes to the near corner. Received by St. Pius. Banch on the opposite side sets up a little nudge by the Lancers to the Herman side. Near side kill, Ingeman. Batted up into the air by St. Pius. Whistle goes during play, and it looks like we have ourselves a double hit by Molly Banch. 9-4 Herman. Libero Meckley, one of two Meckleys on the team. The other one is Sydney Meckley. They're both sophomores. Meckley serves it over. St. Pius receives it. Otek kill from 5 feet behind the net. Gets it over, blocked at the net. Herman to play it now. And a left side kill that is batted up into the air and landing in front of the St. Pius bench for a point to Herman. As Gabriella Ingeman wins the point again. And Shannon Lefferidge, head coach for St. Pius, has to use a timeout. 10-4 Herman leading St. Pius in the Class 2 state championship here in set one. We're back in 30 on KJF.
Gateway Motors in Fredericktown, Missouri invites you to come on down and let us help you find your next vehicle. Purchasing a car, SUV, or truck can be an overwhelming experience. The Gateway crew will help you find the right vehicle for your personal or family needs. We offer 24-month or less, no-interest loans for qualified buyers. Come on down to 509 Lincoln Drive and let us help you find a reliable vehicle that fits your wallet.
10-4, Herman leading St. Pius in set one. The Lancers just used one of their two timeouts in this set. And looks like, all right, so different from like regular season volleyball where if a coach calls a one-minute timeout, they kind of resume action in about 45 seconds. Well, here at the state championship, you got to let that full minute come off the clock. So we're about 1 second away from the horn. There it goes. And that means Chelsea Meckley can serve now for the Black Cats. The libero, the only one wearing white on the Herman side, serving it from the middle back. Looks at the ball, punches it over, and just out of bounds. Wow, Summer Meyer and Kaylee Otek let it land out. It was really close. Heads-up play there by Otek and Meyer. 10-5, Lancers on serve. Right to left it goes Schrader, played by Herman off the back row, towards the front left. Killed by Witte, batted up into the air. St. Pius with a set from the middle, and what do we have? We have a Kennedy Lane kill that goes out of bounds. A kill from the middle, a little too long, and it's 11-5. Herman back on top. Macy Whithouse to serve for the Black Cats. Left to right serve from the far side, just clearing the tape. Schrader plays it towards the back row for Meyer, sets up Otek at the front near side, and the kill right in front of the libero. Cross court for a point to St. Pius. Kaylee Otek now on serve for the Lancers, who are trying to climb back into this one, down 11-6. Otek runs up to the line, jump serve, little knuckling serve, played off the back row by Herman. Here's a set to the left side, and a punch, and a point to Chloe Witte as it was off the double block, and then landing on the St. Pius side. Looks like Ava Warner may have taken that ball to the face. 12-6, Herman. High arcing left to right serve for Grace Godet. Played up into the air by the Lancers, and there's Kennedy Lane. Kennedy Lane with a kill from the near side, and that was off the block and rolls out of bounds for a point to St. Pius. So Summer Meyer and Kennedy Lane coming off the floor for St. Pius. Right to left serve coming for Gabrielle Werner. G. Werner with a jump serve, and she hits it right into the net. Easy point earned for the Bearcats, I should say. 13-7, Herman leads. On serve now, Chloe Witte. Left to right jump serve from the near side. Dipping serve, dug out by Werner towards Banch for the set cross court kill. Otek. So point to the Lancers there as Herman has their lead cut in were cut down, 13-8. Right to left serve, Molly Band. Herman to receive, Herman to kill at the middle, and another point earned by Grace Winkleman. Again, off the fingertips of the two blocking Lancers, and then it trickles out of bounds. And it's 14-8, Herman. Left to right serve coming for Hannah Gross. Just clearing the tape, dipping down. Werner right side digs it out. Band with the set from the middle to the outside, and Kennedy Lane smokes one into the middle back row for a point to St. Pius. 5'10 outside hitter Kennedy Lane, 240 kills on the season coming into this state championship. Serving it right to left, St. Pius. Herman to play it up. Herman gets it over towards the back row. Banch now with the set for Otek on the near side. It's blocked, and it's blocked back and out of bounds. And St. Pius reels off two straight. First time they've done that in a while. 14-10, Herman with a lead. Right to left serve Lane, flat-footed serve towards the middle, played by Winkleman now set up for Killa from the middle, and she lands it in on the far side left. 15-10, Herman. Winkleman back to serve, junior, 5'9", middle hitter. She just earned that point from the middle. Jump serve, clears the tape, dug out by Lane, towards Banch at the middle, to the near side, Otek. Kill block back to Otek. Otek keeps it alive, towards Banch. Banch with the set, and what do we have? Looks like a double hit called against Molly Banch, the second violation called on her, and it's 16-10, Herman. Shouts if you can do that from the Herman student section. Left to right serve once again for Herman. Off the back row, middle, Werner. Towards Banch. Banch with a set for Otek. Otek the kill from the near side. Yes, sir. Kaylee Otek, her third kill of the set. And the Lancers back on serve, down 16-11 in set one of the Class 2 state championship. Summer Meyer to serve. Low dribbles. Now comes up, pumps it over to the near corner. Played by Herman. Up towards the net. Here's a kill from a jumping kill from Godat. Dug out up the middle back row by St. Pius. Now play at the net. Two girls go at it. One for St. Pius, the other one for Herman, and it looks like Schrader must have hit the net trying to tap it over the block of the Bearcats. And a net violation called on St. Pius. 17-11, Herman, left to right serve for Meckley, gets it over middle back row. Meyer plays it up to Banch. Banch for the set near side for Otek. Kill shot blocked. Herman keeps it alive. Herman nudges it over. Here's Banch for a set for St. Pius. Otek from the middle. Hits off the top of the block. And that will spin and land on the court on the Herman side. And St. Pius is back on serve. Kirsten Schrader, junior, 5'6". Listed as an outside hitter. Back to serve. Jump serve. Skips off the top of the tape. Dug out there by the Bearcats. Set up for the left side. Chloe Witte has it batted up into the air. St. Pius at the net will play it. Otek with a kill that's blocked. Herman keeps it alive. From the middle once again, Godat. A slight lean back, a little nudge over. And a dig attempt on the near line from Kennedy Lane to no avail. And it's 18-12, Herman. Left to right serve coming for Macy Whithouse. Far side to our left in that corner, gets it over. Punched up by Schrader towards Banch on the far side. Sets up Otek cross court. Otek kill blocked. Herman with a play. Herman will hit it cross court and wide as trying to find a little pocket of space was Witte. Couldn't do it. And St. Pius back on serve, down 18-13. Now's the time to strike with Kaylee Otek on serve. The senior, right to left jump. Over into the far corner, played by Herman. Towards the middle, set to the outside, kill by Witte is held up by St. Pius. And now Lane with a kill at the net. And what do we have? Looks like maybe a net violation on the kill for Kennedy Lane. And St. Pius earns back-to-back points. 18-14, the new score. Second volleyball rolling to Otek. She flips it over to the ball girl on the far side. Now Otek ready to serve. Jumps it from the back row. It's pushed up into the air by Meckley. Meckley over to the left side. Here's a set for Witte. Witte punches it over for Herman. Now St. Pius to set up Lane. Lane off the stick. And what do we have? It was off the stick and landed out of bounds. And that's a point to Herman. Three of the officials looked at each other, made sure they all agreed on the call. 19-14 Herman, set one, Class 2 state championship. Left to right, high arcing serve. Grace Godat towards the back row. And that one is long. And St. Pius earns the easy point. Lancers back on serve. Gabrielle Werner going to serve. Want to thank the UPS store of Festus, Twin City Toyota of Herculaneum, and Serenity Hospice Care Farmington for sponsoring the broadcast today. Gabrielle Werner in a silent gym. Jump serves. Gets it over towards the middle back. Here's a set for Winkleman. Winkleman has it off the punched off the blocks. Now St. Pius will set. Lane on the near side. Nudges it over. Here's Herman with a play. Herman from the middle. Kill from Winkleman off the blocks and lands inbounds on the St. Pius side. And Herman 5 points away from taking set one. It was a 25-15 two sets win for Herman yesterday in round robin play over St. Pius. There's a serve left to right, and Gabrielle Werner mishits it as it goes behind her, and a point to Herman. Service point for Chloe Woody, an ace for Chloe Woody, and Shannon Leftridge for St. Pius has called their second timeout of the set. 21-15, Herman leading St. Pius in set one of the Class 2 Volleyball State Championship. We're back in 30 seconds on KJ.
Eating good in the neighborhood at Applebee's sounds so good, doesn't it? Hi, I'm Amy Cousins, General Manager of Applebee's in Farmington. You and a friend can start with two side salads or an appetizer to share, then choose any two full-size entrees from the 2-for-20 dinner lunch menu. Or pick two items to create your own combo meal from the classic or signature lunch combo menu. Soups, salads, chicken fajita roll-up, clubhouse grill, or chicken tenders. There's so much to choose from, and it's all under $10. Dine in or call it in. Applebee's on Carge Boulevard in Farmington.
Matt Greenwell back with you on KJFF. 5 seconds to go from this Coach Leftridge timeout before we resume action here as Herman leads St. Pius 21-15 in set one. Want to thank Presbyterian Manor of Farmington, Prairie Farms of Farmington, Serenity Hospice Care Farmington, and Apache's Furniture Park Hills for sponsoring this broadcast. Left to right serve Herman as we resume. Werner off the back row, sets up Banch on the outside. Kill at the net by Lane. It's blocked. Back out of bounds. And point to St. Pius. 21-16, St. Pius needs to reel off consecutive points here. Banch, right to left serve from the near corner, gets it over. Herman to play it, at the net, little nudge over the blocks by Winkleman. Dug out by St. Pius, a second dig by Banch, gets it over the net. Now here's Herman, Winkleman again from the middle, and her kill shot is good. A knuckling kill off her right fist. Otek tried to dig it off the back row, couldn't get to it, and it's 22-16. Left to right serve coming for Hannah Gross from the near corner. Loops it over off the middle back row, Otek to the outside, Banch. On the far side, sets up a kill for Kennedy Lane about 6 feet behind the net, and she goes the distance to the back corner and just sneaks it in there. 22-17, St. Pius back on serve. Lane serves it over, right to left. Herman to play. Winkleman, again, just pushes it over the double blocks, and that's a point to the Bearcats. Hannah Birch and Molly Banch both went up straight, and Winkleman able to just push it over. 23-17, Herman in set one of the Class 2 State Championship. Dipping serve, left to right. Winkleman dug out by Werner at the net. Little push over by St. Pius, and it is blocked back down immediately by number 9, Mallory Shute. 24-17, Herman serving for the first set. Left to right serve, Winkleman. It dips. Middle back row, Otek receives it. Now Otek set up for a kill, and it's blocked back out of bounds on the St. Pius side, and the Lancers get the point. Summer Meyer is going to come on serve. St. Pius down 24-18. They need to reel off 6 straight to force a win-by-2 scenario in this first set. It's a tall task. Meyer, dipping serve. Just dug out by Herman. Now here's a set to the middle. Kill shot number 13, Ingeman. St. Pius keeps it alive. Here's Otek at the net. Her kill shot blocked back. Dig attempt by St. Pius is Meyer to no avail. And that is the 25th point of set one. It goes to the Bearcats. 25-18, your first set score. St. Pius needs this next set to force a third and keep their chances of a Class 2 state championship alive. The Bearcats searching for their 14th in program history. Can the Lancers get in the way of that? We'll find out in 2.5 minutes when we return for set two here on KJF.
Are you ready for an exciting new career that offers job security, flexibility, and independence? Rankin Technical College in Perryville is now accepting student applications for a 5-week CDL training class. The Gilster Mary Lee Corporation will provide the necessary funding for program training if your application is approved. You'll receive a benefits package, which includes miles paid by the hub, paid downtime, unloading allowances, vacation Christmas and holiday bonuses, plus insurance. Call Mike Welker at 800-851-5371.
There's no need to be scared of flu season. Just say boo to the flu and head over to Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy for your flu shot. It's the perfect way to protect you and your family, and no appointment is necessary. Just pop in when you have time, and we will have you on your way in just a few minutes. Cash prices are available, or we're happy to bill your insurance. We know you have better things to do than be stuck at home with a nasty case of the flu. Come see us at Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy in Deloge, Fredericktown, Ironton, and Farmington.
Josh Harris on the line from Midwest Sports Center in Farmington. And Josh, we've been talking to you at the Farmington location and now the Poplar Bluff location for a while, but I understand your family of stores is growing.
We're going to expand up into Jefferson County, right on the line of Festus. So we're excited. So we're going to have all of 67 covered. Three great locations to service you, and that should be happening in the next couple months. So,
Midwest Sports Center, Highway 67 in Farmington, Poplar Bluff, and soon to be Festus.
Join the Jefferson County YMCA for our annual Thanksgiving Day 5K. Hi, this is Shelley Otek. Burn some calories before your holiday festivities begin with this fun run walk. The YMCA 5K is open to all ages, so bring the whole family. Contact the Y at 636-931-9622 for more information or to register today. So join the fun Thanksgiving Day for our annual run at the Jefferson County Family YMCA.
Whatever your educational goals are, you can achieve them at Jefferson College. With caring faculty, convenient locations, and award-winning academic programs, your future is Jefferson College's focus. To learn more, call 636-797-3000 or visit jeffco.edu for a complete list of degrees and programs. Enroll now.
For higher education, for higher expectations, Jefferson College, Jefferson College.
And welcome back to the Show Me Center in Cape Girardeau. I am Matt Greenwood. This is AM 1400 KJFF, and it's also the Class 2 state championship game between St. Pius and Herman. Herman Bearcats taking set one, 25-18, and they are one set away from their 14th state championship in program history. St. Pius hopes to delay that. Herman, of course, defending champs as well. Before the first service set two, I want to thank the Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy Pharmacy in Farmington, Deloge, Fredericktown, and Ironton. Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills, New Era Bank in Farmington, Park Hills, Deloge, and Bonterre, Farmington McDonald's, Lucas Smith Chrysler Center, Festus, Jefferson College of Hillsborough, and Gilster Mary Lee of Perryville. All right, the second set begins. St. Pius on serve. It was Otek and Herman with a kill early on. They get the point, as that was Chloe Whitty, the 5'9 senior outside hitter, putting it down. Whitty will now serve right to left as the two teams switch sides during in between sets. Here's St. Pius with a battle at the net. Now it's on the Herman side. Herman with a kill from the middle. That's Winkleman just able to get it off of Banja's right hand as it trickled downward for a point to the Bearcats, and they jump on St. Pius in set two, 2-0. Right to left serve for Whitty, and it goes long. It went long, and it's a point to St. Pius. Here comes Gabrielle Werner. As I mentioned before, she likes to go by G. So G with the serve, left to right. Jump serve, received by Herman. Here's a set towards the middle. Winkleman will push it over the double blocks. Banj will dive for it. Got a fingertip to it. Then it bounced off the body of Werner, and a point goes to Herman. 3-1 Bearcats. Right to left serve coming for Hannah Gross. Gross with an E at the end. Goes from the far corner to the near corner. Otek receives it. Banj with a set to the outside. Lane with a punch of the net. It's blocked. It lands on the Herman side. That's a point to St. Pius. Banj will be serving left to right from the far corner opposite from us. Gets it over the tape to the opposite corner. Played by Herman. Here's a kill at the middle from Winkleman. Blocked to the Herman side. Herman pushes it over. Banj keeps it alive. Warner now to set up Lane. Lane from 5 feet behind the net. Punches it over. Dug out by Herman. Herman with a set at the net. Mallory gets the point from the near side as it just snuck in the back line. 4-2 Herman. In set two, already up one set. Here's Winkleman with a jump serve right to left. Played by Warner towards Banj, setting up near side Lane. Lane goes cross court, deep corner, and gets the kill. Kennedy Lane will be a junior next year for St. Pius. The only three seniors are Kaylee Otek, Molly Banj, and Gabrielle Warner. Everyone else coming back. Left to right serve for Lane, going line to line. Dug out by Herman. Here's a Herman little kill, a soft kill. From the right side to the near side, Gabriella Ingeman gets the point. 5-3 Herman as they create that separation once again. Right to left serve coming for the libero, Chelsea Meckley. Line drive serve, played off the middle back row, Warner. For Banj, Banj has set up Otek outside. Going line to middle back row, played by Herman. Herman to the near side, kill shot for Witt, goes over the blocks. St. Pius keeps it alive. Otek smashes it into the face of the defender. Herman able to punch it back over. Here's St. Pius once again. Banj to Otek. Otek kill off the fingertips of the middle defender and lands behind the back line for a point to St. Pius. One of the longer rallies of this Class 2 state championship match, and St. Pius wins it. Down 5-4 now. Summer Meyer double dribbles it six times. Now nudges it over with the palm of her hand. Played off the middle back by Herman. Sneaky little pushover by Helt. St. Pius not caught off guard. Here's Schrader set up for a kill, going line to line, and it's wide. Schrader had a chance to sneak it into that near side corner to our right. Just missed. 6-4 Herman, set two. Macy Whithouse to serve from the near corner to our right. Goes right to left. Played by Schrader towards Banj. Banj setting up Otek. Oh my goodness, what a smash. I didn't even see that one. It was at the net at one second, and then it was on the floor the next as Kaylee Otek gets the kill. And it's 6-5. St. Pius trailing. Left to right jump serve for Schrader. Gets it over. Played by the libero of Herman Meckley towards the middle of the net. Here's a set to the near side. Punched over by Witte. Played on the cross court line by St. Pius. Set for Otek. Kill line to line. Dug out in the back row. Herman able to push it over. Otek keeps it alive. Banj to set up Lane. Lane from the middle. Then she hits it hard and hits it to the left. And it's deflected off of the defender, Whithouse, and landing in front of the student section at St. Pius. Now tied at 6-6 in set two. Schrader, left to right jump serve. Going from the middle back to the far line. Herman is able to push it over, and then miscommunication by St. Pius on a free ball that looked to be pretty easy, and it lands between four players, and Herman gets the point, and the coaching staff frustrated. 7-6 Herman, looping right to left serve, Godat towards the middle back row. Schrader plays it over towards Meyer. Meyer to Otek. Otek kills it into the net, and four hits is called on St. Pius as it ricocheted off the net, back off Otek for a point to Herman. So St. Pius had tied it at 6-6, but Herman takes the last 2 points. 8-6, Herman leads, timeout. St. Pius, we're back in 30 seconds on KJF.
This is Dr. Karen Melton at Hearing Care Partners. We hope you don't miss a single thing this sports season. Stop by for a free hearing screening so you'll hear every play and the person sitting right next to you. One of the best parts of the game is chatting with old friends and making new ones. We wish all our local players a safe and healthy sports season. It's Hearing Care Partners. Find us online at hearingcarepartners.com.
We are here at the Show Me Center in Cape Girardeau. on the campus of Southeast Missouri State University. Class 2 Volleyball State Championship. Set 1 went to Herman, 25-18. Set 2 right now is 8-6 in favor of the Herman Bearcats. Coach Leftridge had just called a timeout. And now Herman on serve, right to left it goes. Godat towards the middle back, played by Meyer. Up towards the middle of the net, Banch. Banch to set up Otek. Outside kill, Otek hammers it home. Landed just in front of the dig attempt of the libero, Meckley. And St. Pius on serve, down 8-7. It's Otek. Dirty blonde hair up in a ponytail. Jump serve left to right. Pushed up into the air by Witte. Witte gets it back, will nudge it over line to line to the far side. Meyer lifts it up towards Banj. Banj sets up Kennedy. Kennedy for the kill to tie it up at 8. It was tipped at the net. Dig attempt on the back row by Meckley to no avail. And we are back squared up. Otek on serve. Dribbles the ball twice. Now jumps, clears the tape just inside the line. And Herman, maybe expecting it to hit the top of the net, was a little late to react as Witte had a bad shot ricochet off her left hand. And St. Pius takes their first lead of set 2. It's 9-8 Lancers. Left to right serve, Otek. Third consecutive serve, just clearing the tape. Sneaks it inside that far line. Played by Herman. Herman with a kill at the net, and Winkleman goes wide. Winkleman just hit it a little too wide. And St. Pius up 10-8. And now everyone on the edge of their seat on the bench for St. Pius. And a hard serve by Otek, and this one a little too hard. Oh, just missed off the back line by maybe a half a foot. Herman back on serve. Right to left, Witte the senior. Jump serve from the far corner, played by Schrader. Towards Banch. Banch sets up Lane. Lane has her kill shot blocked at the net, lands on the St. Pius side. And it's back tied at 10. Herman took set 1, 25-18. And the Bearcats and Lancers tied at 10 now in the second set. Jump serve into the deep corner. Otek misjudged the distance. It rolled up on her forearms, went behind her. And it's a point to the Bearcats' ace for Chloe Witte. Chloe Witte again with a right-to-left jump serve. Dipping serve towards the middle back. Otek plays it up towards the net. Banch from the middle. Sets up Lane. Lane's kill shot blocked. Back into the path of Banch. Banch has it skip off her fingertips, then off of Ava Warner, and eventually lands for a point to Herman. And the Bearcats have reeled off 4 straight points. 12-10. They lead. Right to left jump serve once again for Witte. Played off the back row by Otek to Banch. Banch setting up Lane far side. Lane nudges it over. Herman to play it off the middle back row. Punched over by the libero, Meckley. St. Pius in the near corner. Banch setting up Otek. Middle kill played by Herman. Herman with the set from the middle themselves. And the right-hand pound by Grace Winkleman earns the point in front of the back line. And it's 13-10. Herman, they've reeled off 5 straight. Right to left line drive, dipping serve, Chloe Witte. Dug out by St. Pius. It goes all the way out of bounds in front of a little cheering section. Summer Meyer with no thought for her own life, making a diving effort in front of those folks, but could not catch up to the ball. And it's 14-10. Herman, right to left, knuckling, dipping serve once again by Witte. Dug out by Otek to Banch, setting up Lane. Lane to the outside. Her kill is deflected up into the air and out of bounds behind the action. And St. Pius back on serve. It's been a while, but they're back on. And it's Gabrielle Warner. Lancers down 14-11 in set 2. Warner's already hit one into the net. Let's see if she can get this one over. Left to right jump serve as she briefly pauses on the serving line, and then she sends it long. Serves have been tough for Warner. 15-11 Herman. Right to left serve coming for Hannah Gross. Far corner to our right. Gross stops at the line, serves it over. Otek plays it off the middle back. Here's Band with a set to the outside. Kennedy Lane pounds and gets the point from the outside left as it just tipped off the block there and lands on the Red Hawk logo. And it's St. Pius down 15-12. Left to right serve coming for Band. And she serves it right into the net. May have gotten a little glossy-eyed at the very last second, maybe a little sweat dipping into the eye, and it forced the serving error. And it's 16-12 Herman here in set two. Right to left serve, Winkleman, hard serve. Dug out, middle back by Warner. Set for Bange. Bange for Lane, rather. Lane goes cross court with her kill and sends it wide. Coach Leftridge has one more timeout in this set. Will she use it? Herman up 17-12. Right to left serve, Winkleman dipping towards the near line. Warner plays it for Bange. Bange setting up Lane for the cross-court kill. Herman keeps it alive. Herman at the net. Right-hand kill. Ingeman. It's played by St. Pius towards the net. Dig attempt by the Lancers. Birch, and she hits it backwards. Lands in front of the Lancer bench. Point to Herman. 18-12 Herman. Timeout. Lancers. The Herman Bearcats are 7 points away from back-to-back Class 2 state titles. St. Pius, they need to find it within themselves to mount a comeback. Can they do it? Find out next in 30 seconds on KJF.
From mailboxing to packing, the UPS Store does everything for small business, including printing. Because running your own business means you're also in charge of marketing and promoting. And our printing experts can help with professional business carding, menuing, postering, all the inks to get people, well, buzzing. The UPS Store. Every ink for small business. And of course, shipping.
Hi, this is Jim, owner of the UPS Store in Festus. See us now at our new location at 650 North Creek Drive next to Tiger Express Car Wash.
Matt Greenwood back with you on KJFF. Corey Johnson back in the KJF studio. As we get ready to start or restart action here, 18-12 Herman leading St. Pius in set two. Herman's on serve. It's Winkleman, the junior. She's been serving pretty good today. She's also got several kills for Herman. She goes right to left. Middle back row, Warner. Plays up to the near line, Bange. Cross court set for Schrader. And the kill from Schrader apparently tipped at the net as it landed out of bounds on the Herman side, but it was tipped at the net as judged by the net official above the net. And St. Pius down 18-13. Kennedy Lane with a left-to-right serve towards the middle back row. Winkleman plays it up towards the middle. Set and kill now for Witte. Witte has it batted up into the air by St. Pius. Here's Otek from the outside. Smashes it towards the back row. Dug out by Winkleman. Herman at the net. Pushes it over off the top of the net. Lancers keep it alive. Schrader, two-hand push over to the other side. Herman now a set for Ingleman. Ingleman towards the middle back row. Played by Lane. Lane to the middle for Bange. Bange to the outside. Otek kill is blocked, dug out by Herman. Herman is going to push it back over, and they push it wide. Trying to go line to line was Mallory Schutt. And St. Pius back on serve down 18-14. Left to right serve coming for Lane, going line to line. Deep corner right side, played by Herman. At towards the middle, Ingleman pushes it over the blocks. Here's St. Pius, Bange cross court set for Otek. Kill is put up into the air by Herman. Pushed back over by Herman. Bange to Warner. Warner to Lane from 10 feet back. Herman now with it at the middle of the net. That's a kill from Winkleman, blocked up into the air by St. Pius. Otek pushes it over from cross court from the left to the near side. Now Herman back on the far side. Ingeman pushes it over. Here's St. Pius at the net and a miss hit by Kirsten Schrader. 19-14 Herman. That was a super long rally, and Herman wins that one. Chelsea Meckley, hard dipping serve, right to left it goes. Otek on the third hit, able to nudge it back over, going line to line. Now here's Herman on the near side, push over, leaping push by Witte, played off the middle by St. Pius. Here's Otek, 8 feet back, tries to kill it over the net, and mishits it as it hits just underneath the top of the tape. And it's 20-14 Herman. Right to left serve again. Warner steps in front of Lane and receives it towards Bange. Bange from the middle, instead of setting it up, just pushed it over her right shoulder. And Herman, not expecting it, unable to dig it out. And St. Pius back on serve. 20-15. Lancers are down. What can Summer Meyer do? Summer Meyer runs up to the line. Silent Jim serves it over left to right, middle back. Winkleman plays it up towards the middle of Gross. Gross to set up Witte. Witte with a long kill. A foot long. And it's St. Pius with a point. 20-16. Summer Meyer, sophomore, 5'5", defensive specialist, on serve for the Lancers once again. Left to right it goes, and it's too strong. A powerful serve from Meyer lands out of bounds, and Herman gets the point. Sometimes when you hit it short, you overcompensate, and then you hit it too long. And that's what happened there for Meyer. Macy Woodhouse on serve for the Bearcats, 4 points away from another Class 2 championship. Gets it over off the middle back row, played by Schrader. Towards Banshu, comes over to set up a kill from Meyer, I think. Got shielded. So anyway, point to the Lancers, down 21-17, left to right serve for Schrader, and it's misplayed off the middle back row by Witte as it lands behind the Bearcats, and a point to St. Pius. 21-18, Schrader to serve once again for the Lancers. Left to right jumping serve, knuckles over, Herman plays it, set at the middle of the net, punched over by number 7, Godat. Played off the far line by the Lancers. Here's Oteg with a kill shot. She goes line to line and goes long. Long and slightly wide. 22-18 Herman with the lead. Right to left serve coming from Grace Godat. Herman, 3 points away from a Class 2 state championship. High arcing serve. Time to think for Schrader as she plays it up towards the middle. Bans to set up Oteg for the kill from the left side. It's off the block and out of bounds. 19, St. Pius down by three. What can Kaylee Oteg do on serve? Open palm, gets it over, goes towards the middle back row. Winkleman up front. Winkleman now set up, and she hammers it down right in front of the dig attempt by Summer Meyer. And Herman back on serve, up 23-19. 2 points away from back-to-back Class 2 state championships. Right to left jump serve for Witte. And St. Pius gets it all wrong as Schrader misplayed it on the receive. And now the Herman Bearcats with the fans rising in blue. Across from us and to our left, 24-19 Herman. Right to left serve, Witte. St. Pius tries to dig it out. Oteg to Banch. Banch setting up lane. Pushes it over at the middle of the net. Pushed up by Winkleman. And a kill for Hannah Gross. It's off the block and out of bounds. And Herman is celebrating a Class 2 state championship. They win set two, 25-19. Set one, 25-18. And the Lancers will have to settle for runner-up. As soon as that kill from the middle of the net by Gross was off the block of St. Pius, she knew it, the Bearcats knew it, and they once again, for the 14th time in program history, our state champions, St. Pius, finishes as the runner-up for the 6th time in school history. We'll take a break here and come back with the Home Pools and Spas postgame show next.
Are you ready to give your dreams a new address? Whether you're looking to buy or build, the First State Community Bank lending team can help you get there. We'll connect you with the right loan, the right lender, and when all is said and done, the right home for you. Get in touch with your local FSCB lender at fscb.com/welcomehome or see us in Farmington, Park Hills, Bonterre, Deloge, or Terre des Lacs to get started on your journey to homeownership. First State Community Bank. Success starts here. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 412605.
Got the Prairie Farms dips? Check. Got the Prairie Farms yogurt and sour cream? Check. Got the Prairie Farms cottage cheese, milk, and ice cream? Check. Check and check. When the fresh, wholesome taste of Prairie Farms dairy products is on your grocery list, you know you're putting the best on your family's table. For fresh dairy products produced every day, make it Prairie Farms. Dedicated farmers, happy cows, and good milk.
Hi, it's Hannah. At Kohl's Tractor and Equipment, when you buy an LS tractor, you aren't getting the knockoff. You are getting to buy direct. Direct from the major brand maker, not the middleman. That's exactly why LS puts more standard features on the LS tractors and why you get the longer, better warranty with the best price. The best price because you won't be paying the middleman and you won't be paying those franchise fees. LS Tractor does offer the best warranty and buyer after buyer knows that to be true. When you buy an LS tractor from Cole's Tractor, you are buying direct because we buy direct. You aren't buying the knockoff that others claim. You are cutting out the middleman, plain and simple. Don't just follow the herd, lead the herd with LS Tractors and Cole's Tractor and Equipment.
See Cole's Tractor and Equipment, 1 mile east of Farmington on Highway 32, or give them a call at 573-756-4353. That's 573-756-4353. And don't forget to check them out on Facebook.
Dear movers and shakers, we know how you roll, and we're with you. We're with you on the tarmac or terrain. In the 2019 RAV4 Adventure, Limited, and Hybrid models. We're with you in the comfy Highlander with seating for up to eight and advanced safety features standard. We're with you in the sharp 2019 Toyota Camry with its available cockpit red leather seats. And we're with you in the all-new 2020 Toyota Corolla, loaded with attitude and the latest tech. We're with you. Let's go, Toyota. Find yours at buyatoyota.com. Toyota, let's go places.
See Twin City Toyota, I-55 at the Herculaneum Auto Mall exit, or visit them online at twincitytoyota.com.
Can you believe the McDonald's Happy Meal is 40 years old? What's your favorite Happy Meal memory growing up? McDonald's wants to know. Share your favorite memory and you could win a surprise Happy Meal collector's box or 40 free Happy Meal gift cards. To be eligible, share your story between November 3rd and 11th at anniversarycontest.com. That's anniversarycontest.com. You have to be 18 to enter. Share your favorite Happy Meal story and you could be a winner.
When it's all said and done, what really matters? For Serenity Hospice Care patient Jack, hospice isn't about giving up. It's not about the end. It's about right now. It's about spending precious time with the people we love.
Come on, Grandpa!
And the little moments that create lasting memories. It's focusing on what's important to you and remembering life is beautiful in all stages.
Matt Greenwell back with you on AM 1400 KJFF. Unfortunately, the St. Pius Lancers will have to settle for runner-up as the Herman Bearcats, for the 14th time in program history and for the second year in a row, are Class II state champions. They beat St. Pius 25-18 and 25-19 and are champs once again. So congratulations to the Bearcats, but an even bigger congratulations to the St. Pius Lancers. What a fantastic season. Tears now, but laughter soon to come. Smiles soon to come as well. What a great effort and a great season for Coach Leftridge and the St. Pius Lancers as they finish second place in Class 2. Of course, Coach Leftridge having one final word with the players in front of the bench. They just presented the first and second place trophies. And so now everyone kind of scrambles around. Herman and St. Pius will be leaving the floor. The next match is going to come on in. By the way, Windsor is going to be battling for third place later this evening on J98. That's 98.5 FM. That'll be a 5:45 pregame, 6 o'clock first serve. Nick Lewis from J98 will be broadcasting that matchup. So St. Pius, they come to Cape Girardeau, round robin play. They go 4-2. They get that chance at the championship, a chance to knock off the defending state champs. Unfortunately, Herman just a little bit better today as getting the final point of the season for Class 2 is Herman's number 6, Hannah Gross, a junior at 5'9", who will not forget that game-winning, match-winning, state championship-winning point as the Bearcats will celebrate that one for an extremely long time. But St. Pius, they finished second place. Again, that is the sixth time that St. Pius has finished as runner-up. They did so in 95, did so in 2010, 2012, 2013, and 2015, and here again in 2019. So excellent job by Shannon Lethbridge, head coach for St. Pius, and all the players involved as well. Want to go and run down their names one more time, and then we got a jump off air, and we'll do an interview with Coach Lethbridge off air, which we'll play for you in Sports Talk tomorrow at about 4:15. So we'll air that interview at 4:15 tomorrow. We'll also publish it with our wrap-up of this game. But here are the names of the St. Pius 2019 Lancers who finish as Class 2 runners-up. That's Molly Lewis, Summer Meyer, Gabrielle Warner, Kennedy Lane, Ava Warner, Kaylee Otek, Kirsten Schrader, Hannah Birch, and Molly Bange. Give it up one more time for those young ladies. What an excellent season for St. Pius. They finish as Class 2 runners-up. Thank you to Coach Lethbridge. Thank you to them. I got a chance to speak to Kaylee Otek, Molly Bange, and Gabrielle Warner just the other day before St. Pius made the trip down here for this Class 2 state championship and semifinals and state championship. They were great girls to talk to, very kind, very funny as well. Just a great set of young ladies on the St. Pius squad. So my appreciation to them and my appreciation to Coach Lethbridge and Tilden Watson of St. Pius for allowing us, KJF, all the access we could ever hope for in covering the St. Pius trip here to Cape Girardeau. One more thanks to some of our sponsors for allowing us to come out here and broadcast the game. That includes the Doe Run Company of Park Hills, Gateway Motors Fredericktown, Jefferson County Family YMCA of Festus, Jefferson College in Hillsboro, Lucas Smith Chrysler Center of Festus, as well as Twin City Toyota of Herculaneum and the UPS store in Festus. And let's also thank Mario's Italia of Farmington. Our Hearing Care Partners upcoming broadcast schedule. Well, guess what? Tonight, it's Mizzou and Georgia football. 5 o'clock pregame right here on KJFF and on AM 800 KREI. Once again, St. Pius are your Class 2 second place. And we'll go ahead and just also let you know again one more time that Windsor will be battling for third against St. Michael the Archangel on J98 this evening at 5:45 on 98.5 FM. I want to thank Ryan Reinheimer and Corey Johnson back in the KJF studio. I am Matt Greenwood. Thank you for tuning in. St. Pius finishes Class 2 as the second place team, as runners up. Another successful year for St. Pius. And that's it from the Show Me Center in Cape Girardeau on the campus of Southeast Missouri State University. Have a great rest of your weekend.